Hello, this is Steve Barish. I'm sorry that I'm late. I'm not used to every other week, so I was busy with a client and not knowing the time. I just let it go by, and I am terribly sorry. I'm here, and I want to talk, so let's get right to the quick and do what we can to help people as much as we can. I think we could have a lot of fun here this evening for the time we have allotted. And if you'd like, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Let us know that we're in your thoughts. But anyhow, I wanted to talk about humility. I wanted to talk about compassion. I wanted to talk about what we're doing in terms of healing each other. The best way I know to heal each other is to be with each other and to use the most or the utmost ability to use our compassion. We were born and we were raised with tremendous compassion and humility. What we need to do is to connect with them. The way to connect with this kind of ability is to get in touch with a dantian. Dantian is 2 inches below the belly button. And what we can do is to breathe in that and smile with a smile on our face, and that will open up the dantian, not only for the power of strength in terms of physical strength, but the mental and wonderful energy that we have that God has given us. Each one of us has the ability to open up and be their own person and find out who they really are. We have riches beyond our wildest dreams if we can just open up to the beautifulness that we have inside of us and get in touch with the love and the humility and the surrender that we need to live with. And the best thing to do is not to be afraid. One of the messages that I got is, be not afraid of who we are, for who we are is what I am. And that's a very strong phrase that I received from heaven probably about 20 years ago. And it's fit me ever since. So I've been able to use that, and it seems to really help me tremendously. So if you want, please, let's make a connection with the dantian now. What we need to do is go 2 inches below our belly button. If you just want to take your finger, put it 2 inches below your belly button and hold it there and smile. Just smile and let that energy go down to the dantian and just let it feel, let it get in touch with the energy inside of you. And just breathe into it. I think that's the easiest part to do. And what you're doing is getting in touch with a tremendous amount of energy that will allow you to open up to all other energies within yourself and allow you to be who you are. You need to allow yourself to feel. Feel the presence of everything around you. As you're touching that and you're allowing the energy to flow, you might even be able to see the universe inside of yourself. If you're capable of doing that, just stay in that flow. Allow that to happen. And the smile will open you up and increase the energy flows that are really, really important to do. And I believe that you'll start really understanding about who you are. And you'll have that wonderful feeling, the wonderful afterglow of the feeling that's inside of you. And that feeling is just absolutely incredible to get in touch with. So what you're doing at the same time is that you're breathing in tremendous light. Allow that light to flow through you, because what you're doing when you get in touch with the dantian, you're allowing everything to open up inside of you, including your third eye. So what I would suggest doing is that when you're breathing in the energy and you've got your finger on the dantian, you'll be able to feel your third eye. What you want to do with the third eye is just allow it to be. This is one of the biggest lessons that we need to learn, is allow everything to be, because that's where everything is. That's who you are. That's where we're going. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that everything is connected together, the Dantian, the third eye, the heart. Everything is opening to that point. Now, if there's anybody out there that needs help, anybody needs some help with this, or they want to be able to feel more, please don't hesitate to call, and let us help you as much as we possibly can this evening. I think you'll really, really enjoy the thoroughness that we can get in touch with and really make a big difference in your life. It's really, really wonderful to do. I know I was talking to two women a couple weeks ago, and we were getting in touch with some awfully strong energy. And I think it was really wonderful to do that because they were really feeling this energy. And they were surfing the channel and just ran into me, and I was able to help them immediately. But when you're doing this, don't forget that the Dantian is a very powerful point, probably one of the most powerful points on your body. And don't be afraid of getting in touch with that. Don't be afraid to smile. Put a smile on your face, and you touch the Dantian, and you'll feel the energy just open up all around you, and that's a beautiful feeling. So what I would highly suggest is don't be afraid. Get in touch with the feeling. I imagine that you wanted to have these feelings all your life but never knew how to get in touch with it, and I think this is a good way to start. I think it will help you tremendously to learn how to be who you are and what you are. We all, as I said before, we all have these gifts, and it's very, very powerful with these gifts to get in touch with them, because everybody on the planet has gifts. We're no different than anybody else, but we are different than anybody else, because everybody on the planet has gifts. And the most important thing to do is get in touch with the Dantian, get in touch with the heart. So if you're in touch with the Dantian, you'll notice that your third eye has redeeming powers, and that's opening up now for you. If you're really listening to me, please just allow that to be, because it's tremendous energy, and it'll help you out tremendously with the gifts that you're looking for.
Debbie and, from New York, line two.
Oh,
Debbie.
Sure. Hello. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
So
how you
happy
doing, honey?
To hear you live.
Yeah, good. What can I help you with there?
I was just trying to do the Dantian, and
okay.
I was wondering how I should I be sitting with my feet on the floor?
It won't make any difference where you're at. So what I would just get into a comfortable position for yourself.
And what finger do I use? Both fingers?
Okay, use your index
finger.
Go 2 inches below your belly button.
Okay.
And then just as you're holding that point, it doesn't have to be deep, honey. You can just touch it. And put a smile on your face, and you'll feel the Dantian open up inside your body. That's it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to open up your heart. Your heart seems to be shut down a little bit, so let's open up your heart. Here we go. That's it. How does that energy feel, honey?
Now I'm feeling it.
I bet you are. Your heart was just shut down, so we needed to open it. Anybody else's heart that might be shut down, I'm opening that too. So if you're listening to me, please, I'm just opening up your heart, and that'll help you get in touch with the Dantian. But what can I help you with, honey? How does that feel to you now?
Feels good. I feel warm.
Yes. Do you feel your third eye? In other words...
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. Good. What I would like you to do is from the top of your head all the way down to the Dantian, I would like you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. And just breathe it in. That's it. Can you feel yourself opening up? All through your body?
Yeah, I really feel it, yes.
I bet you do. I bet you do, honey. I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. as you open up your body, Debbie, it's Debbie, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. As you're opening up your body, you'll be able to feel more humility. You'll be able to feel more love, more compassion. And you believe it when you start feeling that energy going through your body that's warm. Can you feel yourself? Can you feel the energy around your body opening up?
I can feel it through my entire body. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. Good. You can take your finger off the dantian now. You're open.
Now, how long should I do this?
What I would suggest doing is you can do it for through a 20-minute meditation, I breathe in the breath of God, or every time you could think about it during the day. You don't have to touch the dantian now because you're open. So what you want to do is just say, I breathe in the breath of God, and do it as many times as you can, 5, 6, 7 times a day, and just do it for a couple minutes. That's all you need to do. Because what you're doing is you're actually breathing in the breath of God. You're actually breathing in the breath of God. And it's most powerful, honey. The things we say and the things we do will transcribe you who you really are. So in other words, if you're getting in touch and you want to get in touch with God, there's no easier way than say, I breathe in the breath of God. It's so simple because he is your father. He wants you to open up. He wants you to feel yourself. He wants you to feel the energy that has so much love in it. And it's really, really important to do, and that'll help you tremendously. As a matter of fact, it'll open you up to who you are.
I needed that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. How do you feel? You're laughing now. You can feel that energy, huh?
Yeah.
It feels wonderful. There's nothing like it in the world. There's nothing like it in the world. Yes. God asked to have everything done simply. Keep it simple. That's the words he used with me when he told me originally, he said, keep everything simple. Even if I'm doing work with any kind of energy, if I'm asked for it to happen, it will happen, no matter what it is. And we just need to deal with that. We need to allow ourselves to grow. And you're doing a beautiful job, by the way. Can you feel the light in your heart?
Yes.
Yeah, tremendous. That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. Are you into energy?
Excuse me?
Are you into energy?
I haven't been till now.
Okay. What you can do is... What, dear?
I'm just learning.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that's what we need to do, is to help each other. So what we're going to do, we're going to have some fun this evening. How about that? Would you like to have some fun?
I'm ready.
Okay. I want you to take your hand like you're going to shake my hand. Where are you calling from, by the way?
New York.
New York. What part, honey?
Orange County.
Okay. I live in Rochester, New York, so we're about 300 miles away. What I want you to do, hold out your hand like you're getting ready to shake my hand. Okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to take my energy from my other hand and slowly press it. Can you feel that energy, honey, coming through your hand?
Oh, yes.
Yes. What
Especially
we're doing...
fingertips.
Yes. Good. What I'm doing, honey, is to show you that the aura goes to heaven. The aura just doesn't stop 10 feet in front of you or 6 inches in front of you. It's all the way to heaven. We are all connected that way. There's no disconnection. So when somebody tells you, you know, your aura is only 3 feet away, it's all the way to heaven. So what I would suggest doing is that I'm just holding my hand here. Here we go. And just breathe in the energy. Breathe in all that love. Breathe everything that's around you, because it's all love, honey. Do you have flowers in your house, dear?
Okay, we did this, I called 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And did you see the flowers that were enriched in your house? Did you like the colors?
In fact, they're still on the plants. I can't believe it. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they haven't fallen off or died.
Well, that's because there's a lot of love going through them, dear.
And they remained, like, really vibrant.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's what it's all about. All you need is love. It's really incredible how it works.
I can feel a lot of pressure on my thumb.
Yes.
And the palm of my hand now.
Yes, that's wonderful, honey. You're doing a good job.
Thank you so much.
That's really, really good. Take care of yourself, but use the energy well.
I will.
Don't be afraid, honey. Please don't be afraid of anything.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You're quite welcome, honey. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So the whole idea of the Dantian, I'll go back to the Dantian again, is to keep it open. And the best way to keep it open, of course, is through the heart. I should have done that first, but I thought maybe most people are open, but we need to talk about opening people and opening yourselves and knowing what all the love is about, and to be able to feel that energy and allow it to just keep us alive. Keep us from feeling, just feel everything. Feel everything around you. And I think what will happen is that when you feel more, you become more. So as you're opening up to more energy, to more of who you are, that's what it's all about. To be able to use that energy and use it well. Don't be afraid not to use it. And when you hear something beautiful from heaven, just keep it or write it down. Keep those wonderful words that you receive. Everybody receives them differently. That's it. Anybody that's opening up with the energy, please give us a call. I hope that you find this very interesting and are relating to the whole idea of being able to feel more and to be more. So that's what we're all about, and the feeling of giving up energy, actually you're not giving up anything. What you're doing is allowing the energy to flow through you to allow you to become who you are. And that's the beautiful part of who you are. Because when you're opening that energy and you let that love go through you, that's who you are. That love is very important, and it's being given to you by heaven, by God himself. It's not from me, it's being given to you by God. And it's the beautiful part of who these things are. It's just absolutely beautiful. So we can become who we are just by allowing your heart to be open and touching the Dantian. That's a good way. So in other words, what you're doing, you're opening up three big points. You're opening up the third eye, you're opening up your heart, and you're opening up the Dantian. And the rest of the energy will go through the other chakras and open everything up. The chakras are really beautiful. They're beautiful points in the body. And we have seven big chakras that will keep us alive. Believe it or not, I don't have chakras anymore. I was given something else, so I'm a little bit different than most of us, but I'm still the same Steve Barish. So it's beautiful to be able to feel you and to know that you, the guys are listening, and it's really important to use this kind of energy that will flow through you and give you a wonderful feeling and know what's going on. It's just absolutely beautiful. If you want, what we can do is we can do this breath very, very simply. I breathe in the breath of God. That's the most direct way I know, is to bring God's breath through your body. So what you can do is I breathe in the breath of God and just whisper it through your lips. Just breathe that all the way through your body. Breathe it all the way down to your feet. And allow your feet to flow. Allow everything to flow through your body. If you heard that young lady, she just was enthralled with the energy that was coming through her. I didn't know that she had called a couple of weeks ago, but that's wonderful. I feel honored that she called me again to allow that energy to be transpired through her. It's just wonderful. If anybody else wants to call in, please don't hesitate to give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to help you as much as I can. And we have, how many minutes we have? We have about 12 minutes left. So, again, it's just a lot of fun to be with you and just to talk to you and allow things to happen in a wonderful, wonderful, fashionable way. It's really getting in touch with everything that you are. It's getting in touch with everything that you possibly be, and that's the wonderful part of it. If you listen to the voice of silence, please, it's the most powerful voice on the planet. Don't even worry what anybody else says if you're going into energy work. You listen to the voice of silence, and that's that little voice that talks to you all the time. And that'll help you out tremendously in terms of growth, because that growth is really, really important to get a hold of and know what's going on, and that will really give you good direction. And that's where everything is. So what we can do for the next few minutes is just let's shut our eyes and just sit and breathe in this wonderful energy. Just breathe it in. I'll talk you through it. Just breathe in this wonderful energy. Good, good. There's a lot of light starting to open up out there. That's it. Just breathe that energy in. That's the beautiful part of it. Allow yourself to be. Walk with a lot of humility. Don't be afraid. Allow yourself to think of who you are and allow yourself to open up to the real you. That's it. You're doing beautiful. What you're doing is getting in touch with a higher consciousness. That's it. You want to get in touch with the super consciousness? Just listen to my voice. There you go. That's beautiful. That's really great, getting in touch with all that energy. That's what it's all about. Think of love. Think of compassion. Think of humility. You're doing great. But you should be able to feel your feet now. You should be able to feel all the energy going through your body. You should feel very grounded and very open. I think that's really fantastic. There we go. I know that some of you are doing it because I can feel it. It's wonderful. Really fabulous. That's it. That's really great. We used to have a gentleman call us from England. Don't remember his name, but he used to call me all the time. The fabulous guy from England. He loved Fred Bell. He really liked his products, and that was fantastic. I've talked to Fred's daughter, and we're going to be doing some shows this year. We're going to be doing a show in New York City. I'm getting in touch with the people in Toronto. Hopefully we'll be able to do a show in Toronto. And I think she's doing something in L.A., so if she needs my help, I'm more than happy to help her. I think she would like me to go to the show, so we'll discuss it and see what we can do.
should really be a lot of fun. That says you're really opening up to a lot of energy, and there's a lot of people out there that are opening up to levels of energy they've never been through before. And that's really a good feeling. Good. Can you feel the empowerment that you're receiving? That's really great. Just be your own person. Feel your own love. Feel who you are. Feel the energy around you. That's wonderful. Doing great. That's really great. Be gentle with yourself. The energy that you're receiving is very gentle, so what we need to do is to learn to be gentle with who we are. Very, very important to do. I hope you guys like this kind of energy. It's really great. That's really, really good. Try to understand what I'm saying, that the energy you're receiving is coming directly. I mean directly from heaven. It's not coming from me. It's not coming from anywhere else. I'm giving it to you. This is energy that you're receiving for you. So it has nothing to do with me. You're just breathing in the energy and opening up all to yourself. That's what it's all about. The more you open up the energy inside of you, the more people you're going to be able to attract and to really help them as much as you can. I mean, you're helping yourselves tonight. It's really fabulous. Really, really fabulous. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Doing fabulous. Well, listen, I've only got one more minute to go, so just stick with this energy. I breathe in the breath of God. Just try that for a couple weeks, and that'll really help you tremendously. You'll be really, really focused and grounded and loved. Just use that energy. It's just pure. It's absolutely pure. So it's been wonderful talking to you. And send love to Fred Bell, who's in heaven, and to his daughter, who's really, really a great girl. And hopefully things will get better for everybody on the planet. The more we love, the more we can give. And the more we can give, the more we can change things on the planet. And that's really, really important to do. So I've got maybe about 10 seconds to go. Here we go. So thank you for allowing me to be in your homes, and thank you for not forgetting about me. And I will speak to you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Love and light. Bye-bye.